You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is funny. This comes from Samantha, who then in parentheses says, Sammy.
Oh, cute.
Good for you, Sammy. And I don't know, it just made us laugh. She goes, have you ever noticed that every office has people who fall into specific categories? And then she explains, every office has the flirt. Every office has the angry person. Every office has the gossiper. Every office has the pretty one. She says, I've worked in a bunch of places and I just realized this today. And again, that's from Samantha / Sammy. So I wrote back to her and I said, which one are you? And she said, I'm the pretty one.
Hey, good for you.
and then she put two smiley face emojis on there. So that's kind of funny. And you know what? She's absolutely right. If you work in an office setting, let's say you have at least 8 to 10 people, and maybe in some cases more. How many people work technically at Slapshot Broadcasting? We have 8 to 10.
Well, actually, 40. Work maybe 3 people, but 3. The amount of bodies on the floor.
How many employees do we have? How many people on the payroll? 35, 40?
Probably right up around there, if that anymore.
And,
gosh.
You know, and just the ones that Sammy has suggested, the flirt, I can think of who that person is. The angry person, I can think of that. The gossiper, for sure. Oh, pretty one, yes.
I will tell you that I have 100% named one of the guys here in the office the Wanderer now, which screw this guy, first of all, because I was leaving the station the other day with one of the sports guys, and we were walking to the elevators, and as the doors were opening for us to leave, it was like 11 o'clock. He comes wandering out and gave us the whole, oh, you guys put in your 4 hours.
Here we go.
I was like, screw you, dude. I'll call you at 3 a.m. when I get up. Mm-hmm. And then we immediately fired back and said, what do you do for the first 2 hours that you're here? He wanders. He grabs his cup of coffee, makes the rounds, talks shop, and then just sits in his cube and plays on his phone. So I think every office has the wanderer, too. The chant kind of just wanders around.
Every office has the person with the toxic positivity.
Yeah, I can see that.
And our office definitely has that person. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you off the air. Well, you know.
Oh, I know who it is.
Don't pretend.
The
toxic positivity, where it's just like gushing positive energy.
We have stopped asking this person, how are you?
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. The one you're talking about is
overly positive,
but then there's one who's the toxic positivity.
We got too much positivity here.
Okay, then there's always the Friday person.
Oh, God.
Yep. You know who that is in our building?
He works with the one that I don't ask, how are you anymore?
Then there's always, in every office, there's the party planner.
God, you got
Hey, guys, we're all getting together. Hey, guys, we're going to do this. There's always the party planner, the person who's always trying to assemble, you know, the staff to get together for certain things, right? So we've got flirt, angry person, gossip, pretty one, wanderer, toxic positivity, the Friday person, and the party planner. The Friday person isn't necessarily the same as the party planner. Those can be two different people. The Friday one isn't about celebrating Friday. It's about their whole life is built around
counting
down the days until Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. When it's Monday, oh, boy, I sure miss Friday. It'll be here soon, though.
So you've got to, you know, complete the list here. Think about your office and think about what roles people are playing in your office. Before we go to break, we're going to take one quick call. Then we'll go to break, and then we'll take more. Brittany, did we leave somebody out?
Yes, the health nuts.
Oh, yes, they've always got their shaker cup and their little Tupperware with their cottage cheese and broccoli.
It's so good for you, and it gives you energy, and, you know, they're all about the latest acai berry craze.
Yep. They're always telling you how many grams of protein they're having every day and how they don't like bread.
Eat that chocolate cake because of all the added sugar.
Yep. Right. If somebody brings donuts or something, or if there's a potluck, they're going to be the ones that are eating the Yes.
They got That's the tub of protein powder sitting there at their cube all the time.
And they always have their gallon of water that they carry around, too, right?
You nailed it, Brittany.
That's a good one.
Also, I just want to say I think I should buy a lottery ticket because I called in yesterday and got to talk to you guys, and I got to talk to you today.
We'll smell you. Oh, come see me tomorrow night at the brewing at Holiday.
Yeah, go
come
do
say
that.
Hi.
And, I'll try.
Never mind. Don't bother.
Not gonna and
I'm a 50-month-old. I'm sorry.
I think you've got it backwards, by the way. We got to talk to you. That's
and I think I just found out who you are at the office because you just said I have a 15-month-old. Are you the one that's always talking about the kids and what's going on at the and I'm a mom and
yes,
I'm so busy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I like it. So
hey, and Britt, I give you 100% permission just to say that they're one now, okay? You have a 1-year-old, okay? They're one.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Welcome.
Brittany, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
Joe, quickly, who have we left out?
You've left out the know-it-all guy.
Oh, leave Dom out of this.
Hey-o!
I'll wear that hat. I don't care. Good one, Joe. Thank you.
That's
very
a really good.
Good
one. Yeah, yeah.
Here's a Todd. It's a Todd. Todd, what do we miss?
The ambassador or the we are family guy?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're all family here. We got to look out for each other.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, no, that's a separate guy. God, the family one always irks me.
Oh,
not family. So if one of us leaves, you'd fill our spot in no time.
There's Jeannie. Jeannie, good morning. What have we left out?
Well, Jeremy told me to call in. So
yeah.
The catchphrase person.
I love this one. It's the guy that's drinking the coffee in the kitchen, and he's like, oh, America runs on Duncan.
Or the teamwork makes the dream.
Teamwork, you're in good hands
person.
When you work with us. Yeah, all the catchphrases.
Jeannie, you sound like you could use some coffee. Thank you for being on the show with us. Here's John. John, what do you want to add to this list?
The pottier, the one that's always in the bathroom.
Ah, we know that guy. He's always in there, John.
Jeremy always. Will often send, I'm not kidding, John, Jeremy will often send me photos from the men's room. He takes a picture under the stall showing the same pair of shoes every day.
I'm just like,
in
he's
the same
back.
Stall. So that's fantastic.
I might get in trouble for doing that. We probably shouldn't talk about that.
That's okay. Here's Tammy. Tammy, what goes on the list?
The oversharer.
Oh, yes. And let me tell you about this surgery I just had. Oh, my God. They cut me wide open.
Spouse's surgery or their kid's surgery. Yes.
Yes. Tammy,
or just all the
good
drama that's going on in their life. And it's like, I don't need to know.
Nobody cares.
All of your drama. Oh, that's good. Tammy, thank you. We're going quickly through these. Scott, who's the other person in the office?
If I own this company, if I person, if I did this,
if I ran this place, yeah.
You want to say, look, if you ran this place, we would all quit. So thank you, Scott.
Why do I feel like Scott was that guy, though?
Oh, here's Erica. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got?
The one-upper. No matter what you've done, they've done it better.
Oh, yeah, yep. Or they've done what you've done 10 times before. And
oh, that's so good,
that's a really
Erica.
Good one, Erica.
Thank you. Here comes Karen. Karen, what did we miss?
No, I just have to say, listening to all these makes me so happy I work remotely now by myself at home. But mine is the office big mouth, the one who is so important that everybody needs to hear their calls, everything that's going on with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're always loud talking at their cube.
And you know what they do is they do a lot of their calls on speakerphone so that you're having to hear the whole conversation.
Karen gave me another one, the person who's always talking about how they work remotely. That office worker.
You're just jealous, though.
I am jealous, Karen.
I'm in my sweats.
I don't even have to go into an office, you guys. I work remotely.
Karen, thank you for the call.
I got three more.
Oh, yeah, go.
Okay, so Mr. Sniffles is one that I came up with. It's the guy at the office or woman who's always... always sniffling. There's Shuffle Woman, the one that doesn't take the full steps. She just shuffles through the right. office. We used to have her that worked here, the Hopeless Walker. And then Creepy Quiet Guy. The guy that's just quiet, doesn't talk to anybody. You don't really know what he does. We've got a guy here that I have talked to this guy. He's worked here maybe 3 years now. I don't know. I've talked to him one time.
That's
one time.
Every office has that. And you know what? That guy, before that guy was there, we had somebody else and they eventually left. And I think we replaced him with another quiet person.
Yeah. I was like, I'm terrified to talk to him.
Along the lines of that, Chris wrote in and he said, there's always that office where nobody knows who that person is. He's like, who is that person? I will do that to Jeremy a lot. I'll walk into the studio and go, who is this person?
You have an excuse, though.
I know, but even when I was not working remotely, I would come in sometimes. Who is this person? I don't know who that is. Dana says the in everyone's business person.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Chad gave a couple of them. He says there's the DIY dude. He's always got to tell you what he's building, what he's working on at his house. That's kind of Jeremy-ish
Let me tell you about my deck I'm building right now.
I'm doing the deck. I'm redoing my basement. I was putting up the gutters this
weekend.
Chad also says that there's the person who is along the lines of the health nut that Brittany called in about. There's also the person who must tell you and report to everyone how many steps they've taken that day and how many steps they have left before they reach their goal.
Yes, so like, if you need me, I'm going to be outside making a loop around the building.
Cindy mentioned the heavy sigher. Oh, we used to have the person who did the heavy sighs all the time in our office.
What's wrong, Linda? What's the matter?
Yeah, they would just walk into the kitchen if you're in there and they'd just go...
That's the same person that goes onto their Facebook and just types, you know, oh, not again, dot, dot, dot. What's the matter, Linda?
Oh, my God. You guys have been terrific. So thank you. And thank you to Sammy for writing in and pointing this out. Because I guarantee you, Sammy, with everyone that was called in, every listener could put a face to that person.
Yep, absolutely.
Good time.
Happy sniffling.